Yemen is effectively blockaded, and you can see the results of that in the hospitals. That's why they need a humanitarian ceasefire. I'm in the Jumhuriya Hospital, a major hospital here in Sana'a, the main hospital, and the doctors say they are short of the vital drugs that they need to treat all the people who come in here every day. In this corridor, it's clean, but they are struggling. I'm here with Dr. Nabil Al-Haj, who's the deputy director of the hospital. He's also a surgeon. What is the situation like in the hospital with the war? Is it difficult?
Very difficult, because the patient condition very, very serious, very bad, and not from Sana'a only. They coming from another city. Everyone, they coming to here. And we haven't so much supply drugs for help him.
So you're short of drugs?
Not enough. Because we can't buy. Our port is closed.
The airport's closed. They can't come in.
Yes, yeah. No plane, no from sea, from air, from anything.
And it hurts the people?
Yes. Yes.
The doctors have brought me a bit further down the corridor, and there's just awful stuff in every room. Badly burnt baby, badly burnt children, their mothers with them. Some of the mothers burnt as well. And in the room I've just come to, there's a man breathing heavily because of the wounds he's got. I think the burns have hit the inside of his lungs. These are awful sights. And this is not a military hospital, this is a civilian hospital. Now, this is a distressingly common sight in the Middle East these days, in a lot of the countries that I go to, certainly. A school which is no longer used for education, but is instead used to house people who have been displaced by war, who've lost their homes. This is one of 11 schools in Sana'a which is fulfilling that function at the moment. Humanitarian needs here are huge. I'm with a small family. Mahmoud Khaled Al-Khadar is the man, his wife Warda, their little girl, Iman, 1 year old, looks well loved, though they say they can't get milk for her and she's pretty dirty. They come from a town near the Saudi border. It was badly bombed. 24 of their neighbors were killed. Direct hit on their house, and that's why they fled down here to Sana'a, to the capital.
It was not a military town. We are on Yemen's border with Saudi. Everything has gone. Houses, schools, mosques, everything was destroyed. Even the main street has gone. It was very scary. No one can live there anymore. It's like a ghost town. I don't know why this is happening. Only God knows. America is behind the attack, which is a clear assault by Saudi Arabia with no just cause. Why kill our women and children? Destroy our houses, our belongings. Everything we worked for all these years has been destroyed by a missile strike.
Now, last September, the Houthis took control of Sana'a, the Yemeni capital, and I'm now with Mohammed Ali al-Houthi, who is the senior man from their side who's here, who's basically the acting president of the country. And he's going walkabout in a market very near the presidential palace. He's got a small entourage of gunmen around him, and he is very much being the politician, shaking hands. Now he's kissing the hand of a little girl, and he's given the little boy a wad of notes as well. The little girl's getting a wad too. How's all this going to end?
All of the people from all the world will stand with the Yemeni people against this crisis. The Yemeni people will get out of this crisis, and you have a big role in supporting the Yemeni people through sending the message that the siege is a war of genocide against the people of Yemen.
I'm on the top floor of the hospital, looking out over the skyline and the cityscape of Sana'a. Very, very quiet. Of course, it's Ramadan. But as well as that, it's quiet because people can't go out, because they haven't got money, because they're scared, because they don't have fuel. Really, life is on hold here. It's on hold here in a big way.